We continue today in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 21, in which we will conclude the fifth perek by learning the 11th Mishnah and last Mishnah of the fifth perek, and we will begin to study the sixth perek by learning the first Mishnah of the sixth perek. So let's take a look together at Perek Chamishi, Mishneh Yud Aleph, the 11th Mishnah. Tanur shel Evet. If you have a tanur made not of klicheres, of ceramics, of earthenware, as we have been studying, but rather of stone. Now, kli avonim are not mekabel tuma at all, ever. So we understand why tanur shel Evet is tohor. Vishel mateches. If you have a tanur made of metal, it too is tohor. And the Mefarshim explain that the great difference. A tanur shel Evet is tohor legamre, is totally tohor. It's not mekabel tumah by definition. Klei avonim are not mekabelim tumah. However, the tanur shel mateches is tohor metumas klicheres, meaning a klicheres we know is mekabel tumah in its avir, in its airspace. You dangle a sheretz in the airspace of a tanur shel cheres, the whole tanur is tome. And a klicheres is not mitamei migabo. If a tuma touches the outside of a klicheres, it's not tome. And a klicheres has no tahara on a mikveh. However, a tanur shel mateches of metal is tohor, meaning it is not mikabel tuma me'aviro. It is only mikabel tuma by direct contact. And yesh lo tahara b'mikveh. You can, if it becomes tome, you can immerse it in a mikveh, and it thereby becomes tohor. V'tomei mishum kalei matchos. That's the meaning of this phrase in the Mishnah. It is mekabel tuma as any other metal keli, by the way, with the condition that it is not attached to the ground. If it is attached to the ground, a metal object, or any non-klicheres object which is attached to the ground, mechubal karka, is not mekabel tuma. Only klicheres, earthenware vessels, are mekabel tuma if they are attached to the ground, because of the special limud of tanur v'kirayim yutots. Yutots means to smash a structure, a building, something which is connected to the ground. So with the only klicheres is there this exception that even if it's mechubal karka, it is still mekabel tuma. And the examples we've been learning until now of a tanur shel cheres being mekabel tuma are often speaking of a tanur which is mechuba to the ground with tit. But now, you have a tanur shel Evet, or shel mateches. Nikev, suppose it has a hole in it. Oh, nifkam, a piece of the rim is broken off. Oh, nistak, or there's a cut in it, a slice in it. Or so, if osa botfela, if he smears it with tit to stuff the nekev, to fill the hole, or to fill the crack in it, the sedek, or he actually takes a piece of it's broken off, so he makes a new piece of tit in order to put in the place of the pegima in the tanur shel Evet or shel mateches, then tome. Why? Because this tit is earthenware. It's mud plaster, and therefore it has a din of klicheres. And what's holding this together, what's making it into a whole tanur, without the holes and with the crack stuffed up and the pegimos filled? Tit, cheres. So it's now a tanur shel cheres, and it's mekabel tuma me'aviro, etc. Kamo yehei banekev. What's the size of a hole which renders it no longer a kli Evet or a kli mateches, so that if you stuff it up with tit, it is a kli cheres? How big does that hole have to be? Kedei sheyetze bo ha'ur, that the flames shoot out from the hole. The flames shoot out from the hole, that's enough of a hole to render it no longer kli mateches. And if it's stuffed up with tefela, with tit, it becomes a kli cheres. This is all talking about a tanur. The same things as the Mishnah. Kiro shel Evet v'shel mateches tahora. a kira of these substances, if it's Yoleven, it's never Mekabel Tumo. It's totally Tahora. If it's Shalmateches, it's Tahora, meaning it's not Mekabel Tumo like a Klicheres is, but Utumeya Mishum Klimatros. It is Mekabel Tumo in the manner in which a metal keli is Mekabel Tumo. Nikva, if there's a hole in the kira of stone or metal, of the shear that flames come shooting out of the hole, etc. O nifgema, or the top of the kira is broken off, so a piece is missing. O nistika, or there's a crack in the kira shel mateches or shel even. And now you smear it up with tit, or osala pitputim, or you make feet, little pegs underneath of cheres, of ceramic, and you put those clay reglayim, these clay feet under this kira. So now they are the ones, these feet support the kedera, support the pot. So it's an intact, functioning kira, but its major components are tit or cheres. Major components meaning the filler of the hole or the crack or the pegima is tit, klicheres, or the raglayim which support the kedera on the kira are shelcheres, then tumeya. It's mekabel tumo as a kira shelcheres. The Mishnah continues, mercho batit, suppose you have an intact kira shelema of stone or of metal. No hole in it, no cracks in it, it's intact. But you smear it on the inside or the outside, batit, with mud plaster. So the Mishnah says, mercho batit, if you take a kira shelema, an intact kira, and you smear it, whether inside or outside, bein mifnim, bein mibachutz, with tit, it is tahora. It is tahora. Why? Because who needs this miruach? Who needs this layer of mud plaster inside of it or around it or both? It's unnecessary. You have a perfectly fine stone kira or metal kira. So it's absolutely superfluous and therefore serves no function. So it is tahora. It is not mekabel tuma as a kira shel cheres. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, mibifnim temeya. If you smear this tit inside this intact stone or metal kira inside, you layer it from the inside, then it is temeya, mibifnim temeya. It is considered a kira shel cheres, and it is bekabel tuma as a cheres, as a kli cheres is. Umeibachutz, however, if you smear around it on the outside, it is tahora, because the smearing on the outside does not make the kira kira shel cheres. The inside of the kira is still purely stone or purely metal. That's the end of the 11th Mishnah of the 5th Perek, and so we've concluded the 5th Perek. But let's go on now to the first Mishnah of the 6th Perek, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'oseh shlosha pitputim ba'oretz. Suppose a person has three pegs, three small stumps, which he puts on the ground. And these pitputim are made of tit, of mud plaster. And he put them on the ground. V'chibram batit. And along the ground he connects these three together with a ring of tit. L'hiyos sofes aleihem es akteiro. And what he wants to do is start a fire in the area of ground between these pitputim, which are linked together with this chibur of tit. And now he wants to put a kedera on top of the resting upon these three stumps or pegs. Tumeya. So it is mekabel tumo. Because the chibur of the tit makes this little primitive three stumps connected by a ring of tit into a kira shel cheres, which is mekabel tuma as a kli cheres. Suppose kova shlosha masmerin ba'oretz. He takes three metal nails and bangs them into the ground. Lihioso face aleyem es akdero, and he wants to place now a pot on resting on the tops of these three nails, which have been flattened in such a way, like normal nails are nowadays, to so that something can rest upon them. And he's going to make the fire between these three protrusions. Afal pisha also beroshon mokom shetehe akdera yosheves. Even though he fashioned the top of these nails in such a way that they are flat and a kedera can rest upon them, nevertheless, it is tohora. This primitive three nails in the ground is tohor from, it's not, cannot be a kli cheres, but rather it is like a kiro shel mateches of metal. Ha'osa shtei avonim kiro. Suppose a person makes a very primitive kiro out of two stones. He has two stones, one next to the other with a space in between, and he's going to light a fire between the stones and put the pot resting on the tops of these two stones. V'chibron batit. And he attached these two stones along the ground with a ring of mud plaster, of tit, temeya. So it is mekabel tuma as a kli cheres, because the chibur of tit renders it a kli cheres. It's mekabel tuma like a kli cheres. Certainly, if he has more than two stones, then it would certainly, and connected with the chibur of tit, it would certainly be a kli cheres. The chiddush here is even if it's two stones, it already becomes a kli cheres, because the stones are wide enough to support a kedera with just two stones. However, that's on the Kama's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda mitaher ad sheyaaseh shalishis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, unless there's a third even, it's not a kli. Rabbi Yehuda holds two evens, two avonim, can never be considered a kira. A kira means at least three avonim. Oh, ache yismoch. Or if he takes the two avonim and puts them adjacent to lakosel, adjacent to a wall. So now the wall plus the two stones is supporting. The top of the wall and the top of the stones are on the same level, and you can put a kedera on top of them. Then it is mekabel tuma as a kli cheres, because you have two stones and the wall, and there's a chibur of tit connecting the three, so it's a kli cheres in such an instance. The Mishnah concludes, achas batit, suppose one of the stones is connected to the ground with tit, v'yachas shelo batit, and the other is not attached with tit, so then it remains not a kli cheres, it's not an earthen vessel. Only the earth, namely the tit or mud plaster, is only on one of the stones. Tohora, it's not mekabel tuma at all. The kula alma, everybody would agree to that opinion. Again, we have explained this Mishnah that the chibur of tit is along the ground. There are other opinions as to where the chibur of tit is. Again, that's for you to look up on your own. We've taken the most direct and simple explanation of Mishnah Aleph of Perek Vov. And so we have concluded lesson number 21.